dream, an unusual dream, to aspire for modest financial goals, to sell a few bright colored t-shirts, to support podcast episodes. I'll give it my best with a new mic and guitar. No matter how stupid, we've had fun so far. To sing you a song for your laughs and applause, to be willing to shill for your cash for a really dumb cause. And you know you can help with this goal of a podcast network if you pledge just $25. I will send you a shirt. And if you want, you can get your own song. Or if you're rich, I will grill you some steaks. If you're homeless, you can give just a dollar to help TK Jingles Kickstart.
Okay, welcome to another episode of the TK Jingles Podcast. I'm your host, Jerry Negrelli. So that opening number there obviously was referencing the Kickstarter that I launched last week, and the initial response, I have to say, has been quite humbling and overwhelming. I've reached 75% of what I wanted to get in a month in just a week, so I'm feeling pretty optimistic about our chances here to be able to get to that 100% mark. If you've already contributed, my sincerest thank you. If you haven't, what are you waiting for? You just heard 2 minutes of me rambling on about why you should. $25, you get a t-shirt. $10, you can get some music. $1, you can just feel good about yourself. So I really would appreciate your support. I'm trying to start some new podcasts this summer, and I need some new equipment. So all the details can be found at tkjingles.com/Kickstarter. I'm not going to belabor the point anymore in this episode. But if we do get close to our goal or reach it, I've got some additional stretch goals in mind for additional jingles and other things like that. So stay tuned for some more announcements on that. Next, before we get into the episode, I wanted to quickly talk about the website. So in addition to this whole Kickstarter thing, I've been busy with some new features. So now on the main page, you can add inline comments to jingles. You can visually see which jingles you've played and which you haven't played by a little gray check mark near the jingle. And you can actually add jingles to your favorites playlist from the home screen. So if you hear something you like, you can just click it. You don't have to click through the details page. Now, the details page is obviously great because you can read the lyrics and read all the other comments, and that's wonderful. But sometimes you're on your iPhone, you're in a hurry, but at least you can tag that song for later play. And then one last thing, I just want to remind everybody, please leave comments and please keep coming to the website. This podcast is meant to be supplemental. It's not inclusive. It doesn't have everything. And folks that put all their time and energy into these songs really appreciate getting your feedback and hearing what you think of their tunes. So please, after you're done listening to this, make a point in the next few days. Just go to the website, leave a comment, let people know how you're feeling about stuff. So now on to this week's podcast. So the first song I want to play is actually a result of a Twitter exchange with Brian Mitchell. So on March 30th, last Sunday, he tweeted out a few comments about Tony and started a little back and forth with some of the littles that I thought was pretty hilarious. So I was inspired to write a song about it. So just to recap, Brian tweeted out on Sunday, "Why would you listen to Kornheiser? Hell, he's privileged and wrong a lot. And I'm not hoodwinked like all of you are. Remember that. I don't worship human beings. All writers aren't pompous like Mr. Kornheiser." So those tweets were pretty funny and incited a lot of angst from various littles that responded to him. So I put together a parody song set to a Weezer tune, and I posted it and tweeted at Brian. And within 30 seconds of me posting it, he tweeted right back at me. He said, "Your song is horrible," with 3 exclamation points. And that was one of the best laughs I've had in a year. I mean, doing this whole jingle thing, just that reaction, just so seemingly nasty and just out of the blue. And it seemed like it couldn't possibly be real. So sure enough, a few hours later, Brian tweeted back and said it was actually hilarious. So he was just giving me a hard time after me giving him a hard time in song. So we're going to listen to that one first. And then we have a really nice recording of a Beatles song, Getting Better, by the Turkeys, the band you may remember about a month or so ago. They contributed a jingle, just a mailbag jingle. And then this one is kind of a funny version. So it's really nice. Then we have a couple by Patrick Moffat. The first one is a wonderful homage to Michael Wilbon. And then the other one is a moldy oldie from Patrick's archives that he just posted to the website, a Doors song, a parody of When You're Strange. And then we'll wrap that up with an exciting new duet.
What's with these athletes dissing my boy, saying that he's so pompous? What did he ever do to these jocks? Don't they know who he is? Ooh, ooh, but we love the show. Ooh, ooh, on the radio. Mr. Tony, oh, oh, and he's gonna read your mail. I don't care what B-Mitch says anyway. Who really cares about that? He's getting balder all the time. They tell me he used to have hair.
Now he's gone away.
But where is his hair? It's not there. Scouts left behind. I tell you, it just isn't fair. I believe he's getting balder, a little balder all the time. Yes, I believe he's getting balder, a little balder. His scalp to shine,
getting so much balder all the time.
He's getting balder all the time.
Chicago, he puffs out his chest. No matter how hard you try, you'll never get Wilbon to be surprised. UConn and Kentucky, you know he had that. He knew that missing plane wasn't coming back. No matter how hard you try, you'll never get Wilbon to be surprised. Kevin Sheehan does his best to tell you when it's gonna snow. But if you want the weather, don't waste your breath. Just call him Michael Wilbon, cause he already knows. Everything he touches turns into gold, while Tony sits across from him just getting old. No matter how hard you try, you'll never get Wilbon to be surprised. Tony is orange when he's on TV. His face resembles a citrus fruit. It's hard to tell if that's Mr. Tony or is it a mascot for Syracuse. When you're orange, is it from too much vitamin C? When you're orange, or something Nigel put in your tea? When you're orange, when you're orange, when you're orange. Tony is orange, he looks just like the 1970s Bucks uniforms. Perhaps it's the makeup, but all I can think of is playing the five ball in the corner pocket.
There's no bacon sandwich. You won't buy a painting.
Don't show me up each day on the show when we get to the songs on old guy radio. I remember when
you wore that coat in Norway, wrote a funny ballad. Now there's no drunken bandwagon rides.
Well, I can name that tune, and you can eat it when I'm right.
Well, I don't have a chance when you're hogging the mine.
I don't call you Nancy anymore.
All right, that was Brad Weiss and KJ Onstad with You Don't Bring Me Flowers, a parody of Neil Diamond and Barbara Streisand. And it was obviously about Gene McManus, who Tony referred to as Nancy in his long newspaper career. And it reminds me of a story. When I visited the radio station last year, Gene McManus was in studio, and she was very nice to me. But at the end of the show, she made a comment about me coming over and sitting down at the table with everybody. And she said, well, I guess you made it through the metal detector, so it's okay. And I realized that at that time that Jeannie, I think secretly in the back of her mind, had been worried, like, oh, this guy's written 30 or so mailbag jingles. He probably is a psycho. So after an hour and a half of sitting there, she decided, all right, well, I guess you're not crazy after all. You can come over and sit down here. I just always found that so funny. So on that note, this song, the next song we're going to hear is one that I wrote immediately after that encounter with Tony, Nigel, Gary, and Jeannie in the studio. I wrote it when I got home about a half hour after that, just on the spot, and put it together. It's a Billy Joel song. And then since we're on the topic of Billy Joel, and since Sirius is having a big Billy Joel thing going on this month, we're going to hear another Billy Joel tune by Carol Connolly and Joe Arrow.
Oh, and Gary and Jeannie are pleasant, and so Tony comes off as quite churlish. Oh, he can't play his iPod in his Cadillac. Clippy, please help him out. If he can't listen to Three Dog Night, then why'd he spend all that cash, homie? Oh, and I can't begin to understand why. Oh, he can't turn his iPod on. Oh, he can't turn it on, even though it never turns off. Oh, iPods don't turn off, I don't get it. Woohoo, Tony, what the hell?
Well, I am in my sweet little caddy, Chesapeake Bay Bridge bound. I have charted a course for the browser bound, but tonight I am hoping not to drown. I took on kind bars and red wine yesterday, and left from PTI 'cause it's the only way. Like all the littles here, I've had to ride a tow. Unlike that little punk, I did it on my own. If I could own my own Neiman sweater, but I scream out the window in vain. There are weasels out there delaying podcasts, when God knows God is Courtney could make it rain.
Such a classic there by Carol and Joe. I really like that one. Next, I wanted to tell a quick story. You know, I try to pay homage in the various jingles and songs that I do to the frequent emailers on the show. Some are appreciative, some not so much. One person that has really been kind to me just in these various emails is Bill Isaacson, and I realized the other day that I'd never written anything about him. So when I went about to write the first song about those stupid short emails, Bill was right in the forefront of my mind as somebody who's always written good emails. So I referenced Bill, also referenced somebody else, and I let him know about it, and he kind of blew the whole thing off, so you know, screw him. But Bill was very gracious. So Not that anybody owes me anything, but you'd think if you're mentioning a song, you'd at least be somewhat interested or excited. But anyway, so I had a little email exchange with Bill shortly after this, and he mentioned that he played the song for his daughters, and they were horrified. And it made me laugh because my daughters, right now I have one who's 2 years old and one who's 4 months old, who sat in with me last week on the podcast. And every time I'm in the car, my two-year-old asks specifically for different jingles. She's at a point right now where she still thinks her dad's cool and she enjoys this stuff. So she asks for songs by her Uncle Jeff, or she asks for songs by Mommy. And the two of mine that she always asks for, one I actually played a few weeks ago, so I'm not going to play it here, which is Better Man. And she refers to it as He Gets His Vitamins, because at the very end of the song, I mentioned that Tony needs vitamins. And then the other one is my parody of Hello Dolly, the Bobby Darin version. So we're going to hear both those songs right now.
If you would read my email, what a laugh I'd give you all. I'd include some actual humor, none of this crap about being tall. What happened to notes from Bill Isaacson or Robin Arlington? Who cares what I had for lunch? How did it ever get this bad? Today you read a letter about someone's cat. What the hell is that? I never heard such a silly array of endless trivia, and I just don't get it. Nothing no one writes is wrong, and hell, you play my songs, so let's forget everything I said.
Tory's defending Rummy, Nigel and Courtney are looking chummy, but you're still going, you're still crowing, Jeannie still picks them wrong. You know that Gary's pretty funny, Kevin's newscasts are always crummy. I get the sense he's never listened to the show. So that's a wrap, fellas, we've heard enough of Tony's crap. Fellas, it's time to read Tony's mailbag.
Okay, so if you've listened this far, you obviously enjoyed the jingle, so you probably do want to hear some bonus content. So the first one I'm going to play is one that I actually had hoped would play last week, but Tony had a very short week. I think he was only there 3 days, so it didn't make it into the final rotation. But maybe next week, and if not, that's why you listen to this show, right? And then the next one is an outtake by Brad that I don't think he's ever set in, because the day that he finished it, somebody else sent in the exact same song, and it actually aired that day. So he ultimately decided not to share it, and he was nice enough to share it with us. And then lastly is a parody of Silhouettes that I've been working on since July or August of 2013, and I've tried to start it two or three times, and each time I do it, it just turns out the end, you'll see, it starts to fall apart at the end. The syncopation, and I'm doing something wrong. So I ultimately may scrap it. You can hear it here, and it's interesting, but it's not worth the effort that I put into it for the limited payback. It's really not funny. It's just more of a style parody. So here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is mailbag number 5.
A little bit of email for Tony. A little bit of Farrell and only. Big R Cube, who the heck is that? A little bit of Shad and his haiku. Mike and Burke, Josh Cromwell too. A little bit of Isaacson, wouldn't be wrong. I think we can agree we hate this song.
Although you're old and lost all your hair all those years ago, can't you get a grasp of electricity? Toaster, ovens, cable TV. When you wake up at quarter to four. Put some pants on, please. How could a grown-up be such a big dope? It's hard to believe. At the end of every show, we let the littles have their say, if we still have time. Here comes Tony's mailbag. Email and notes he'll read for all of you folks.
I wrote a letter, then I sent it to an orange man, and he went ahead and read it for his fans. I was finally a part of Tony's mailbag sticker. Me, Tony's mailbag.
Mailbag, mailbag.
Okay, and that just about wraps up another episode of the TK Jingles podcast. But first, I've got a couple of things I want to read. So the first is a tweet from Brandon Minich, or Minich, sorry if I mispronounced that, from a few days ago. It said, there are companies dedicated to podcast ads. Companies. And that's in response to a conversation that I had with the Fake Sales Weasels account, and just in general about how hard it is for the sales weasels to sell ads on podcasts. So just so you all know, I've got a couple of sponsors that are interested in this podcast. Haven't quite decided whether or not I wanted to take part of that. The Kickstarter was actually an effort to see if maybe I can just raise some money to pay for my hosting costs and all the other things and not do that. But if I do, ultimately, it would just be a small little read like the Mervis thing. It wouldn't be anything major. Next is an email from Bonnie Burko in response to the Kickstarter. It just says three words: you need PayPal. And so many people over the years have asked me to send money via PayPal or some other way, and I really don't want handouts. I mean, the whole point of the Kickstarter is that I have a specific tangible thing I want to do. If you support me, if you support tkjingles.com, I would appreciate any little bit you can give. If not, you know, keep enjoying it. It's free. I never intend to make any money out of this thing. So I'm not going to be opening a PayPal account anytime soon or do anything like that. So there may be Kickstarters down the road if Tony still has a job and keeps doing that, and then TK Jingles keeps going. But I don't anticipate having any donation bin or anything like that. The next is an email from Scott Chupak. It says, awesome idea for a podcast. Just a thought for a segment. Old guy podcast, playing one or two of the classic jingles that aired early on. I actually like this idea a lot, and I think that I have done that in a couple of the podcasts, but it hasn't been consistent. So perhaps if somebody has an old guy podcast jingle they want to play, that can be a regular segment, and I can use that little bumper. I think it's a great idea, just to remind people of some of the great tunes. Certainly something we'll be doing this summer, as I imagine there will be fewer new songs submitted while Tony's on vacation, so we'll have to be revisiting the archives to hear some of the great tunes. Then another email from Matt Dilhoff says, awesome stuff, Jerry. Thanks so much for being the de facto compilers for We Littles. I fully intend to submit a song at some point. Cheers. P.S. My favorite airline is Delta. Thank you, Matt. And I really do hope that if you're listening, that you do submit a song at some point. There are a lot of very familiar voices on the website. Myself, Joe, Brad, KJ, Patrick, the folks you heard on this episode. John Fitzpatrick, who's been fantastic. But you know, the more the merrier. So please, if you'd like to be a part of this, just submit it. It doesn't have to be, you know, a full-scale production. Just do something a cappella. Just have fun. That's what this is all about. And then lastly, an email from Michael Lloyd Hughes. It says, it's just a shame that the barbecue offer was limited to mainland U.S., as we would have loved to have you here in sunny Adelaide firing up our Weber. So I will be so ecstatic if somebody actually takes me up on that Grillmaster offer. I put a price tag there as a joke because Tony always says he'll grill for $3,000, and hey, I'll do it for half of that. But if somebody actually wants to do that, if somebody pools their money together and has me grill some steaks, I'll show up and I'll do it, and that'll be fun. Even if, you know, I gotta go to California or something, I'll be there. I'll be grilling, and then we can all share some music and some laughs afterwards. So if you made it this far, folks, thank you so much for listening. Please send me your feedback, podcast@tkjingles.com. I'd love to hear from you. Please go to the website. As I said before, this podcast is supplemental. All the best songs are tkjingles.com. This podcast is not meant to be a best of. It's not representative. It's just things I happen to like, rarities, fun stories I want to tell, things that trigger that. So please continue to support everybody else that's a part of this. And if you haven't contributed to the Kickstarter, one last reminder, I'd really appreciate it. Any little bit counts, $1, $10, whatever you can do. Thanks, everybody, and I'll talk to you next week.
I think we've all kind of learned a valuable lesson here today, that a man, no matter how puny or bald or overweight or bearded, can still have a place in today's society that's mostly ruled by corporate biddity-bobbity-boobity-boos, and that one man's voice can still be heard over the endless drone of those that seem to drone on endlessly. And actually, what we shouldn't do is chit-chat, really, for tomorrow is Labor Day. Hey, where's everyone going?